We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3, Istaklut Pnimit, Inner Observation, Direct Light and Reflected Light. We are in Chapter 5, Item 1. It explains the Ten Sefirot of the Rosh and Toch emerging one below the other. Number one. Now we shall explain the ten sefirot that emerge one below the other, which are five partsufim, Arich Anpin, Abba Ima, Zer Anpin, and Nukva. We should first explain the difference between a sefira and a partsuf, which is indeed a great difference. A sefira is either a single discernment of direct light or ten sefirot clothed in reflected light at an equal level. A partsuf, however, is a complete degree which ends for itself as complete vessels and is regarded as an end of a degree. Thus, each partsuf must have three specific phases of ten sefirot. Ten sefirot of Rosh, and ten sefirot of Toch, and ten sefirot of Sof.
Yes, if there are not all, there are Moscow 7.
Да, Рав, хотел очень такой вопрос спросить. Вот мы всегда учим, что изучение ТЭС, оно вызывает свет, возвращающий к источнику.
We are learning that studying TESS awakens the light that reforms. But in the first part of the lesson, when we were speaking about happiness, we also said that the sensation of the light will bring happiness. How, during TESS, should we invite this happiness to really feel? Because just to learn and read, we don't always feel happiness.
I understand that this doesn't always evoke happiness. Some people love learning, some don't really like, but we're not looking at the study as gaining knowledge. We're looking at it as a means. If I hear or read about spiritual actions, by that I awaken upon me an illumination from it, upper light. That's why this is called a result of the study. And it's not the wise who learns. Maybe I don't understand anything from my studying. Yeah, even it may be that it's the opposite. The more I read, the more I'm integrated in the study. I really don't understand what it's about, but I want to reach it. I want to attain it. And then, as a result of that, I awaken even more upper light upon me from the one who knows. Meaning, there is a person who knows, who understands, who feels. There were those who shouted, "Let's study this." They're clogging your brain by getting knowledge from this. And maybe if they wouldn't want to learn so much, but they would want to attain by it an upper force, the force of connection, the force of correction, then it would be desirable. This is why here there's a problem. How do you relate to this study? I don't like studying. I never learned anything in my life. I don't care about this test. I don't understand what I'm studying. It's all about spiritual things around the spiritual world, having no connection to them. I don't understand any word, because I don't identify all these things, light and kli, direct, reflected, all these discernments. I don't know what it's about. These are all discernments that are in me, but in a way that they're concealed from me. They're concealed. They have to be revealed from within me. from within me, not from the air, from within me. That's where they're supposed to be revealed. And I can't yet identify them. I can't see them. But as a result of me about to reveal them, wanting to reveal them, well, then I read about them. And the more I read about them, I start out of my tendency to understand it. Just like, suppose you're thrown to some tribe somewhere, some country, that you don't know anything about their language at all. And they talk, and you, inside you're like a deaf person, and like a mute. You can't hear them, you can't speak with them. And then, still, you start bit by bit to understand their language, to feel their language. Why? Because you have a connection with them. We have a connection with the spiritual world by our efforts to be in it, to get to know it. This is why and how we draw the surrounding light upon us. And it doesn't go through our brains at all, our intellect at all. Is it clear? PT 19.
Good morning, Rav and friends. So, when he says that in every Patsuf we need three discernments, is that in our mind, or are we supposed to feel this when we study?
When you study, it should be in your emotion. In your emotion, you're not supposed to understand it or feel it, and you have nothing from it except for wanting to receive the force of bestowal. We're talking about actions of bestowal. I don't have the force of bestowal, so how can I understand this? All I want is one thing, for these forces of bestowal to be revealed in me, and out of them, when I have them, when they appear in me, when they are realized in me, I'll understand what it's about.
Because now I only understand it in my brain and hardly.
You're not supposed to understand it in your intellect or brains. You have to be drawn to reveal it in your emotion. Your brains has nothing to do with spirituality.
So that's why Bala Sulam was mad at that group when he came to Jerusalem and saw those guys studying the test. What did they actually do?
They studied in their brains, in the intellect.
Oh, with their brain just like that?
Yes, just like you have many people today sitting and writing additions to tests or all kinds of things. Yes, without being in that level, in that height of this. That's the way it is. What?
Yeah, we see it. There's all kinds of studies of tests that people study.
Yes, you have even people writing interpretations for the Zohar.
Why do they do it?
Why do they do it? The main thing for them is to show that they're not learning according to Bala Sulam himself.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yes, because according to Bala Sulam, if they go by Bala Sulam, they get intention directly to the Creator, not other places.
So what, to attain it in the heart?
Yes, only that. Besides that, you need nothing. Only the force of bestowal, that's what we need. Love of others, love your friend as yourself. That's the greatest rule of the Torah. All right? Good. Tzafon
2.
How to open our hearts during the studying?
I don't know. Talk to your friends. However, understand that now, when you're studying a very big upper light is concealed, it's hidden, and it can very quickly do many things to you. reveal the Creator, reveal your friends and the spiritual worlds within the connection between you, and it's all dependent on the upper light that now illuminates upon us. Move on.
So, number two. Title: The reflected light that ascends from the coupling of striking from below upward is but roots to the vessels, but not complete vessels. They are tensilot of Rosh. Number two. The issue of the Partsuf has been explained here in the words of the Ari. But in order to understand it thoroughly, I must elaborate here. You already know that from the restriction downward, Malchut stopped being a vessel for reception on the light of Ein Sof. Instead, the reflected light that ascends from her becomes the vessel of reception. It has also been explained that the reflected light that rises from Malchut upward is not regarded as complete vessels of reception, but only regarded as roots for the vessels. It is so because the force of the screen and the coarseness in the vessel of Malchut cannot rise from the place of Malchut upward even a bit. Only afterwards, when the reflected light descends and expands the vessel of Malchut into ten sefirot, from her and within her, from above downward, are the vessels completed. Study it there, for there is no place to elaborate.
Latin 5.
Rav, pregunta de la escena, si ayuda más al avance querer sentir.
Question from the 10.
¿Debo entonces siempre pedir que el Creador me dé más sensación?
Does it help us to advance to want more than what I feel now? Does that give the Creator, let the Creator give us more of a feeling?
What you should want is that this study that you now hear, even if you don't understand the words, you don't understand what it's about exactly, because you're under this degree. What can you do about it? Surely you don't yet understand, but the hearing it, you want it to affect you and correct you. And that's enough to always be in a deficiency. Always be in a deficiency. Let's say it this way. You're very hungry. And in your place, you identify the scent of food. You really feel from somewhere there's a smell coming of food, and you're really hungry. That's what you want, to have a deficiency like that. Now, where is it? How do I reach it? Etc. Is it clear?
Good.
Tel Aviv 3.
Good morning, love. I hear you saying to attain tests in our hearts, or what you said now, that you need some, like, smell to yearn for. What does it mean to attain it in the heart? What heart are we speaking about? What is a heart?
Heart means desire. I want, through the study of tests, to make my heart discover such a degree of desire for spirituality that I don't care about anything, just to reach that, being bestowed to everyone, to being bestowed to the Creator, bestowed to all of humanity. To being bestowed, that's all I want. PT 19.
What's amazing is that he says that the reflected light descends and expands the Kli to 10 Sefirot. What does that mean? I know reflected light goes up. Now he's saying that it goes down?
Reflected light expands the vessels. The more I'm in the reflected light, by that I expand my vessel. Yes, of course. Well, what do you mean? What I get from above is also, I don't know what that is. But to the extent that I raise Ochozer for myself, by that I I imprint the upper light in me, and then I start feeling it. Everything depends on the Or Chozer, the reflected light. Without the reflected light, I'm in the world of Ein Sof. But who knows? Who feels the world of Ein Sof? To the extent that I have this light, I discover some portion of the world of Ein Sof, and that's my portion.
Because he's saying that it's reflected, so how can it expand the vessel?
My bestowal to the Creator, for my behalf to the Creator, to the extent that I try to be in a mutual connection with Him, I to my beloved, and my beloved to me.
So from annulment I get it?
Not only annulment, beyond annulment, it's bestowal.
Is there an option to do it in a group of a 10? We can get it to it.
Of course it's through the 10. Without a 10, how can you get strengthening and guidance? Nothing. Only through the 10. And guys, this is where we have to try to advance. The world is in a free fall now. And we really have to try to rise as much as we can. We're going to have to draw the whole world behind us.
So can you explain what it means to advance in the 10 through this, that the reflected light expands the vessel?
The more we connect between us, we'll reach a state that there is a reflected light between us. Reflected light comes when there is a common effort between us with respect to the Creator, when we want to bestow to Him. Bestowal to Him can only come from a full group. Let's connect so that at least we can have some kind of right response on our own accord. When each one doesn't want, in the 10, doesn't want anything for himself, then the 10 is already in the restriction. And beyond the restriction, we want to all bestow to the Creator together. I see that today we're a bit more ready to hear and even respond to that. Some 10s really respond in a practical manner inside to that. It's a wonder to feel it. I really see it as a wonder. And that's how we build the reflected light. Within the reflected light, if it comes to a special, a certain extent, amount, we start discovering the direct light, the Creator. He's in us already.
So we don't have to be a big wise guy.
Don't be a wise guy at all. A wise person is, that's good for this world. For spirituality, you don't have to be wise. You need to be strong with your desire. All right. Yes, Dudi.
Can you explain what is that wonder you feel in the tents today?
Last week, there's actually an advancement. People are becoming more understanding and feeling what it means to be, what it means to come out of oneself and to connect to others in the ten. And out of the 10, we have to be aimed at the Creator. So I feel that these words I say, there's response to that accordingly. Emotional response. Yes.
What causes that? What did we do right that brought us to such an emotional response?
I think that the fact that during the day, you go over the spiritual subject a few times in the articles of Rabash, going over the morning lesson, I think that's especially helpful. Yes.
PT
17.
Ravi says that in the force of the screen and coarseness of Malchut, he can ascend. And the reflected light, when it rises, that's not ascending?
No, the reflected light doesn't rise because of the Aviyut, the coarseness of Malchut. The reflected light comes up because it wants to come back to the Creator. Just as a Creator is to Him, that's called reflected. When I I'm for my beloved for me.
That
both are in the same state. Like the Creator relates to the ten, and I identify myself with my ten already. In that same state, like the ten, I turn to the Creator, and that's here. Each of us has to see himself as a representative of the ten, connecting to the ten and towards the Creator. And by that we.
The force of the screen comes before the reflected light.
By that we build the screen. Restriction is not for oneself. Connection with others is the force of the screen already. And out of the connection between us and the Creator is the reflected light already. We generate it bit by bit. I feel it happening. The tens are closing to realize, are close to realize that. I'm really excited of the fact that it's happening. It's a real salvation from above.
Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, when we read Talmud Eser Sfirot with one intention common together, what kind of lights do we awaken in our desires? Do we awaken the Or Makif, the surrounding lights, within our desires? Thank you.
We awaken all the lights because you don't have one light. There's the light of Ein Sof working with respect to us in many manners. And even though soon in part 4 we'll learn about 20 different kinds of lights, that's just the way he has to tell us about these 20. The truth is, there are thousands of different lights acting. Okay.
Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one.
Lama o hoze u rak shoresh hakli?
Why is the reflected light only the root of the vessel?
The reflected light is only the root of the vessels because when it raises, when the created being raises the reflected light to the Creator, by that it becomes as someone who awakens the vessel. The true vessel after the restriction is truly the reflected light, but that's in the root. Later the upper light will come, there will be Zivug Daka, and then there will be a true Kli.
Can I ask another question?
What?
Lately you've been saying that the world has to advance because we're in a free fall. What free fall? What do you mean?
The world is now entering a very, very hard time of complete, completely not knowing where they are, what's happening. This hopelessness, helplessness can really lead the world to a third world war, all kinds of personal problems in the family, between countries, etc. What depends on us is how much we awaken the lights upon us. And out of awakening the lights upon us and the whole world, there is a surrounding light that shines more, and then the world knows and feels that there's what to advance to. And not just because there's no choice. We go into war and all kinds of scrutinies forcefully. The world will understand that there is nothing here about forcefully scrutinizing things. The scrutiny is here, the discernments have to be in the connection between us. Our whole civilization has to take upon itself a form. So what form should it take upon itself? We have to explain that to them. In order to explain that to them, we have to be more connected so that the upper light will dwell in our connection. And that light will bestow. You can't do that by your own brains. The way to bestow upon the world is to awaken the upper light upon it through you. That means to be in Arvut. That's the meaning of being in Arvut. When you connect between yourself in order to pass on the reflected light, the light that reforms to the world, all kinds of lights that give them the understanding that their life, the way they're living now, that's not the end. There has to be more life. That's where we should advance to. But the world is truly, this past year, in this upcoming year, it will discover that it's losing vessels. It used to have tools like reins, money, control, arms, knowledge, connection, all kinds of media and connection instruments and international organizations. Everything is falling apart. Nothing is left. So what's going to happen with the world? They're like children forgotten at home, standing in the middle of the room in an empty apartment, crying because has nothing to do. He's been left alone, doesn't know what to do and who with. That's where we have to be. Really, we have to appear here with strength and confidence and to explain to them, this is the beginning of the right, nice development. There is a way, and everything is before us. We have to be there. With that, we will function as Yashar Kel, directly to the Creator. UK.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. You said that man should have a strong will to receive. Can he increase his desire? Our will to receive grows only through the light that shines on it. And the light that shines on it can be awakened only if we're connected in a group.
Can we restrict rather than use? Can he affect it? Let's say I'm in a 10, and I don't use this.
Do what the Kabbalists write, and don't start writing the wisdom of Kabbalah in a new way on your own, because you're already confused. Only what Rabash writes, do that, and not according to your brain. That way, you'll have the shortest path to spirituality. Okay? PT 10.
When we appear to the world, how do you see us changing and really appearing in the right manner to the world?
I don't know. We all together need to search for this. Every group, every person, whatever he can to publish a simple knowledge that the correction of the world, everybody's individual state, and all of us in general only depends on our connection. That's the only thing we need to say. Not upper worlds, nothing. Connection is the goal, the final goal. And also, in each and every state that we go through, we have to be drawn to more connection. That's it. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I'm really debating when the reader reads text, how can I reach the feeling behind the words, the intention of the writer? How can I feel what he felt when he wrote text?
You need to be in the measure of his bestowal, then the upper light, when he receives in a spiritual vessel, and he can express it in tes, then the upper light will bestow upon you and you'll know what he's talking about. But that depends on the extent that you're in somewhat in spirituality in equivalence to the writer. You have to have a connection with the writer. Then you'll discover Bala Sulam, that he's right here before you. PT3.
In this past week, you can say that we started the preparation for the Congress, and we hear now that there is some special advancement in our work in the tens. And this is what the Congress is about. Is it connected, the beginning of the preparation and our advancement we have?
Maybe it could come from the fact that you have to talk about it, that you started talking about it, maybe. But we need to keep going.
With what? What's the? How should we advance?
I don't know. You have to search for it. I don't want to say it, but it has to be very intensive, because the Congress is once every so often, and it's also coming like the Congress we used to have in the past every year, and let's hope we will still have it, that the next Congress will be able to do it in the same place, and everyone will have an ability to come to it, and that we will really fill the Congress with our friends from around the world. That'll be. Well, Kiev one.
Да, дорогой Рав. Вот то, что вы сказали, что когда мы начинаем ассоциировать себя с
Yes, dear Rav. What you said, that when we start identifying ourselves with the Ten, we start building a relation to the Creator from this state. So what is this reflected light?
There's no big difference between relating to a Ten or the Creator. On the contrary, I have to bring the Creator as close as I can to the Ten. I have to bring the Creator that is in the Ten, that I will relate to the Ten like the Creator, that the Creator is in them, behind them, and just as Rabash writes about the friends, that's the way I have to feel things. But through yearning for the Creator, respecting Him, that's how my friends in my eyes should be great. That's how it is. I always thought of the Ten that it's friends, yeah, just friends. Now I think of the Ten that it's not just friends. It's the way the Creator is appearing before me. The Creator appearing before me. Just understand. And when I see the friends, it's like a mirage. It's an imagination. It's an imaginary world. There is no such things. It's just a form where I can annul myself more and more in order to enter this frame. And then when I annul in there, I'll start discovering the Creator, I'll be ready for it. Meaning the Ten is just for me to adapt myself to the Creator. It's like a buffer, an adapter, a modem, that through that I can connect to the Creator. That's what for your Congress, you're searching for forms of connection. I think that just as I said, this society, this Ten, is for me to get in there, and through it, I enter the Creator. That's before us.
This is what we should do in the Congress?
I don't know. I'm not taking the Congress into such consideration. There's people that are organizing it. I want us now to get there. Then in the Congress, we already have a higher purpose. It's not important that I'm taking all these plans and making them sacred. I want sacred to be today. That will have something that will be revealed now.
То есть этот вход в десятку это как бы вот наша работа подготовки к конгрессу и вот сейчас.
Meaning this entrance to the tennis.
Yes, that's how we have to annul in there completely. That we have nothing but our friends. What does he want to say? That I'm integrating in them. I have nothing but them. Everything is revealed there.
Unity three.
Unity three.
Вот уже несколько дней на первой части урока ощущается такое.
It's been a few days already that in the first part of the lesson it's felt that there's some kind of special weird feeling as if the whole world is shrinking.
The fact that you're feeling that the whole world is shrinking and becoming smaller, it's because the world is really becoming smaller and shrinking. There aren't all those systems that you had there before determining things. The world has become such like a small system that is losing its intensity every time more and more. Where is our economic system, the technology system, the science, culture, education, trade, all kinds of stock markets. Where is everybody? We don't hear about them anymore. The world has come down from all these systems that were built in the 20th century. And we'll see them that they can't just rise as they were before. Most people already are starting to understand that we have gone through that state and there's no way back. People thought soon we're going to be able to go back to all of this. No, there won't be. It's going to be a new world. What new world? First, we need to change people. We gradually see how people are changing. In what are they changing? They don't understand where they are, meaning they're coming out of their routine that was clear and unknown, and now they're in a world that isn't working. They don't understand how to manage the world. And it's going to keep going in this way until another wave will come of pollution, a virus, more and more. And it will cleanse us from everything we had before. It will disconnect us from all the orders of life we had before, and we'll forget about them. It's still working, but in a way of necessities. We don't understand that we ourselves are going down to necessities. Like the wisdom of Kabbalah says that it has to be. We see that suddenly everything that's happening, we're already close to spirituality. People can't chase all kinds of things. They forget about them even. It disappears from the feelings, from the desires. They are more and more. It's not disturbing them from spiritual attainment. They're already coming closer and closer to us. They'll start soon understanding what we're talking about. They'll be so despaired soon that they'll agree that through the connection, a new world can open. a new humanity, a new life, a new system of life, that through the connection between us, we will reach some kind of state that we find a new life, and that will already be closer to a spiritual world, because humanity isn't advancing like us. They're advancing in a way that they'll start doing it from no choice. In this corporeal life, they'll start keeping the spiritual laws in a simple way, yeah, that their desire changes, and also the ability to realize their selves changes. That's how it is. You'll see in 2021 how many professions will disappear, how many businesses will disappear, how many people will find themselves unemployed, and still we will need in somewhat to take care of everyone, so it'll bring us to a state of connection, whether we want it or not. And then it turns out that the world is gradually organizing into a new system of trade, of production, of everything is going into necessities only. Necessities. Also according to fashion and culture and education and all these things, we'll see how everything is really coming, is just getting smaller. And suddenly we see that this life that we are restricting ourselves in, they're not so bad. Nature is forcing us. We are getting used to it. Truthfully, the younger generation, they are supposedly in this already, in all their media, in their phones. They don't need all these big things like we used to have in the previous century. And we'll see ourselves, supposedly, that, oh, suddenly a new world showed up. What's a new world? New systems of connections between people, between countries, between nations, between everybody. We'll feel more and more how this pandemic that started has connected us to one another, that we're dependent on one another, that there's no place to speak about war here, because there's a question how to save ourselves altogether, the whole world. That soon, when the truth will be revealed, we'll see how we're all damaged from this virus, that it was sent from above to show us how connected and we're dependent on one another, that we have to work and man will help his friend, because otherwise we won't be saved, and that will be the true antivirus. That we will be concerned on the world as a general. We'll see that to that extent we can heal ourselves from the virus. And there's nothing in it, nothing special upon the older viruses, only one thing, that it is global and integral. That's it. And then there's no choice. We must relate to ourselves and to it in such a way. And then gradually we'll see that if our efforts are together, so the virus disappears.
No.
That will be the...
No,
the vaccine. That's the right vaccine, connection between us. And in this way, we'll reveal... Yes,
I'd like to ask, before these great conclusions the humanity will discover, I want to ask about the child.
No, it'll come from inside. It won't be through scientists or whatever. People will start feeling it inside.
Before starting to discover on their own. That's the hard way to discover on their own, I guess.
Relatively. How many people are dying today?
2 million.
You'll see within the next year, so 2021, what will be.
My question is about this child who wakes up in the morning and discovering that his parents left him, he's alone at his house and he has no system. So what are you telling him now when he's crying? How can you comfort him? What do you suggest?
There's a method how to connect together and clothe ourselves in that connection with good, nice relationships that we can play together and make a beautiful life. What? Except for connection, we're not lacking anything. Once we connect, we draw the upper light upon us and it brings everything. Everything it will bring, all fulfillments, are in the upper light. What are we lacking? Just to receive it. In order to receive it, we only need connection.
How will humanity's work be different than our work?
That they will connect according to the extent they understand and to the extent that we can bestow upon their regular connection. Their common connection, that when we invite the reflected light upon them, they connect to us, they get the light that reforms, and then the will, their will to receive will get a form of in order to bestow to one another on their degree.
So that's something we do. We invite it. We're the humanity's babysitter.
Of course. So what are we for if not for that? For ourselves, we don't exist. The Creator doesn't need us at all. He needs humanity. He's thinking of all of humanity. And we are like a kindergarten teacher.
What's their work?
Their work, as much as possible, to understand that it depends on us and them. The Creator works in them. He awakens frustration, problems, and we from ourselves need to give efforts, exertion, in order to identify with the Creator and bring the upper light upon them. A small illumination. We don't need more than that.
And from their behalf, what do we expect if the Creator awakens them through frustration and pain?
As much as they wake up by us, that they connect to us and become that same achap that will push us ahead to the mountain of the Lord, as Galgal Ta'anan 9. And that's called that the nations take the people of Israel on their shoulders and bring them to the mountain of the Creator.
So what is their work? To adhere to us? To annul to us?
To annul towards us. I don't think we need it or they need it, but towards a general goal that they understand that their and our mutual goal is to reach resemblance to the Creator, to reach the peak of the mountain to the Creator.
And they need a direct link to us?
Yes, direct. They need a direct connection to us, that along with them. And it doesn't matter who comes first or afterwards and who's big and who's small, obviously. But just our identification with the Creator is what moves them. Words here. They'll understand it. They will.
USA Midwest.
USA Midwest.
Раф, в Америке сейчас происходит слабо управляемый разгул эгоизма. Можно сказать, что он пошел в разнос. Как нам к этому относиться?
Today in the US there is the ego controlling.
As you said, you have to continue your spiritual work. You have to strengthen the connection in the tens between you. Time has come. I never talked about tens so much and the connection between people so much. I used to teach the preface, the study of the Ten Sefirot, because the time didn't really come for it. But today, it's a must that we concentrate on this, and like in this way, we will defeat all the forces of war. You need to participate in dissemination more than anything else. Because America is a place that needs dissemination more than everything. USA Northeast.
Yes, hi Rav, hello Rokli. Rav, by us connecting and realizing our connection, does humanity come through the exact same path and questions that we came through, or in a different way?
God forbid, we go through the path as Galgalta and Enayim. That's why we go through all the degrees and in the efforts to connect between us. Humanity awakens by forces that obligate them to connect in a general way. And by the general connection in a corporeal way, when they come closer between them in a corporeal way, they can, because it's masses, they'll be able to understand us from a spiritual form. And what is happening here, that they will understand us and feel us and they will strengthen themselves by us in order to ascend with us as the state we are bringing them. And in that way, we will ascend together. But we won't have a spiritual ascent if we do it alone. We have to prepare ourselves for a spiritual ascent with all of humanity. Otherwise, we don't have any chance to do it. That's it. That's how it will be. You'll see it soon. Who do we call? PT 10.
The point of connection of the world with us is the point of our explanation about what they should do. Where is the first point of contact?
Yeah, that first contact point with the world is through us explaining in all kinds of forms, each one of us, in all our means, in any channels we have, even, you know, small things where people scatter our materials, materials that we checked and that stands for us for dissemination. I think we have a place, right, Dudi?
Yes, we have websites, all our websites.
Yeah,
we checked the materials, and there are systems of manpower management. Everybody knows how to turn to us.
Good. So take materials from there, and only from there you scatter them all over. But the more you scatter it, will help the whole world advance.
No, Kiev.
Okay. Well, Kiev won.
Спасибо. Вот вы сказали, что нам нужно объяснить людям о том, что в объединении решение, как бы, да, ситуации, в которой мы находимся.
You said that we should explain to people that the solution is in connection, the solution to the state they're in, and the virus, etc. Today, people are simply, they see that they're not allowed to go celebrate, say, the Christmas celebrations. That means they're not about, they can't connect.
The fact that they can't perform their connections is a reason so they will listen more why they can't connect. That's why it's a good thing. We have to respect all these difficulties they find between them, why they can't celebrate their holidays and so on. It's a good thing. The Creator awakens each and every one in the way a person, the ways he's used to. We have to explain that our whole life isn't just by not being able to celebrate these holidays or festivals, but that we need to be concerned of the connection between us, that only the connection will bring us the ability to turn our life into a party, a festival. We have to explain it. But I don't see, I have nothing really to add. PT6.
Lately, Rav, you've been writing a lot about current events. You talk a lot about it. You write a lot about it. I noticed that some friends are, for some friends, the words you say are not easy. They don't identify with them, maybe in a political sense or other reasons.
I don't write about politics. I write about connection.
Yes, of course, but you relate to current events.
Okay.
And I see that some friends are having hard times with the angle that you present. And also, it's hard for them to disseminate this material. For instance, on Facebook, there are less shares to such posts, less views. What can we say about that? What can we tell our friends about that?
We are speaking about the laws of nature and the forces in nature. You can shut your eyes and to not see these things the way they take place and develop. But it's not the truth. And by this, we're not helping humanity to see the state correctly and develop correctly to a secure state, the real good future that's revealing itself. Why should we discover ourselves a year from now and said, oh, we didn't understand nature in a way that things are taking place? Why should we? It's better if we listen to what Kabbalists are saying and to see ourselves able to organize correctly in each and every state that is coming down on us now from the upper nature. Nature doesn't take into account what people think, political parties with all kinds of interests there, also scientists or doctors, and everything that comes out from the wisdom of humanity. The upper force doesn't take that into account. He's like a train just going, moving ahead. And under that press of development, that's how it'll take us. That's why I don't have anything to say. If someone wants to determine a certain political party that they think is a good new thing, so if they don't want to hear about the general law of nature, that nature is the creator and what has to be and what he's going to do, they don't have to accept it. They are continuing the path of suffering. And it's good to discover afterwards as much as everyone's mistaking, but it won't save us from problems and troubles or world wars. That's why I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. Well, keep going, Chaim.
That's it. You answered. Thank you.
Just keep, maybe find a better way, more correct. way to publish our opinions and emphasize that it's a law of nature, that it's not that we're another party or another system of democracy or Republicans or so on and so on. We are not turning to them from this world, but from an upper world. And there can't be a mistake by this, because we're not publishing what we feel like in order to get a reward in this world of like money or power. That's why we have no choice but to keep doing it in a way that is better for them to digest. Let's hope we succeed. And
no info, מה לעשות?
Well, info, what can you do? There's a lot.
כן, נעבור ללוח זמנים להיום, אנחנו ב-10 בבוקר נתחיל.
Let's go over the schedule for today. We'll start the broadcast at 10 a.m. Simeon Vinokur with Rav until 10:30. Then we'll continue straight to the writer's report until 11:30. Tonight, Thursday, we're dedicating the evening to dissemination. We're only having a recorded lesson. If you can, go out to disseminate. Let's continue with the song.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli. Haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mí una gran luz, y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí, y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד. רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.